You know the basics of the story of the 12th man, E. King Gill, DX Bible, the whole thing. But there is the rest of the story. Here's Dr. Haskell Monroe.
My source is Rusty Anderson, retired ophthalmologist, whose father grew up in Central Tennessee and went to a little prep school where the football coach was a very promising young coach named Dana X. Bible. The year that young Anderson graduated, Coach Bible gets hired at Mississippi College, a small Baptist school in Clinton, Mississippi. He takes along young Anderson to be on the football team down there, and they open their season playing Mississippi A&M, now Mississippi State. They would get cremated because they were a little bitty school, and they couldn't take many players with them. They had to go on the train. One year, though, I believe it was the senior year, they're ahead at the half, 13-0. But in the second half, a bunch of their guys get hurt, and they have to play a little while with only 10 players on the field and two or three plays with only 9. During that time, Mississippi State scores twice, kicks both extra points, and wins the game 14-13. Coach Bible gets hired at the Agricultural Mechanical College of Texas and brings with him a new graduate of Mississippi College, Andy Anderson, who would be called Colonel Andy here later. A couple of years later, they are playing a postseason game up in Dallas. According to Rusty Anderson, the son of Andy, Coach Bible came over to him before the game started and said, "You know, you remember what happened to us when we were over there at Mississippi College and we ran out of players? Yeah, well, we don't have many players here in this game." And Heine Weir, the great fullback, he hurt his knee during the Texas game. He thinks it's all okay, but he might not be able to do the whole game. I see King Gill up there in the stands because he lives here in Dallas. "Andy, you go up there and tell King to come down here and put on his uniform so that if we need him, he could substitute for Heine Weir." I had not heard that explanation of the 12th man story.
So there you go. Hope you've enjoyed this week of A&M history that you probably did not know about. From a gentleman who calls himself an Aggie by choice, Dr. Haskell Monroe.
Doing muster in Fort Worth a long time ago, and a fellow stood up in the middle of it, somewhat older than I, and he said, "What kind of Aggie are you? You didn't go there." I said, "Well, sir, I'm an Aggie by choice." He said, "What the heck does that mean?" I smiled and said, "I understand some people didn't have a choice as to where they went to school." He jumped back up and he said, "You're doggone right. In the fall of 28, my dad called me into the front room of our farmhouse up near Jacksboro, and he said, 'Son, you can stay here and pick cotton this fall, or you can go to A&M and maybe they'll straighten you out.'"
Thank you, Dr. Haskell Monroe, for all you know and all you've shared. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley for KAMU Radio.